Welcome back to the Hour Time Podcast, the podcast for Watch Geeks by Watch Geeks. I'm John Biggs.
I'm Nicholas De Leon.
Today on the show, we have the Baltic Aquascapif, which we were trying to talk about last week, but we got sidetracked. And Boulder's Pokemon collab.
Oh,
now you're particularly excited about Boulder because you are a infant.
Yes.
At heart.
Yes.
Because this is a Pokemon collab.
Actually, you know what? I was just listening to, I think it was a recent Verge podcast, and they were talking to the CEO of Hasbro. There is a name for people like me.
I could think of a few of them.
There are several. It's like, it's like child at heart. So that's like the P&L category for like 40-year-old men who buy toys. Children at heart. So I think that is a polite way to say.
That's a polite way of saying like a pervert, basically.
Of
like,
jerks who buy toys still. Now, to be fair.
I got my guys here. Like, this is fine. This is old stuff. This is stuff that I actually kept from when I was a child.
No. And I still have – they're back home now. But I have, like, Ninja Turtles. That was my thing when I was a kid.
Yeah. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm holding up Star Wars toys that I've
– Yes. Oh, yeah. We should – yeah. Yeah.
We can't really – But I have no other toys here.
No, you don't have any Amiibos or any Funko Pops?
No, absolutely not. I refuse to get into that. That's the stupidest stuff ever.
I actually don't have any Funko Pops, to be fair. I have some Nintendo Amiibos. They're in the back. Maybe I'm not gonna get up. I have a couple of Amiibos.
You technically use the Amiibos with your Wii, right?
The Amiibos had once upon a time. I don't know if they still do. They had functionality where they would unlock stuff in game. So if you bought like the Zelda Amiibo, it would unlock like a better sword or stuff like that. So there was like in-game utility to them. They used NFC. You just kind of scan them on the controller. So they weren't just decorative pieces of planet destroying plastic. They actually were in-game utility versus Funko Pop, which is just I think plastic pollution,
plastic
basically.
Garbage. Yeah. But don't Funko Pops have like a brain inside of them? Didn't they like really have to like actually have a brain?
That would
like
be news to me. Inside? My understanding is they're
not
just,
like a real brain, not like a
no.
Like
wow,
a
really?
Yeah,
like they I missed that news.
They weren't biological miracles. All right, so what we got
anyhow,
here is we got Pikachu and Charizard, which have a NH38 standard three-hander movement.
Yep.
Blastoise has a NH37 automatic with a 24-hour indicator because Blastoise is particularly interested in the passage of the circadian rhythms. And then Venusaur features a VK64 mecha quartz movement with chronograph functions and a 24-hour indicator.
So these are basically parts bin.
These are.
But they look – I don't know. I like the design. I mean, look, what was this? This was not that much money. Well, I forget. This was $500.
$500.
With tax, yeah.
And I want you to understand, I really like Boulder. I like what Boulder does.
Yes.
The bronze.
That's what we're discussing.
The bronze pieces. There are a couple good pieces. Like the heavy metal blue, I'm looking at this thing. And I did a review of one a while back, and it was all right. It's great. It's good stuff. And they got knives and crap and all this other stuff. Junk.
Can Boulder send me the Char? I'm looking, Charmander or Charizard?
Charizard? I don't. First off, who cares?
I guess
second
I can just
off,
buy it.
I can. We'll get you a review.
But
a
I
review
want the Pokemon. Sample. Yeah, I would be happy
we'll
to
review
sample. It.
I don't. But what? So what's the benefit here of this of these Charizards
well,
and everything?
You'll look cool is one. Well, I think there's a couple things. One, I think the first generation of Pokemon fans are people my age who are like approaching 40, and a watch is part of the getup, part of the outfit. Get a nice little watch there. I think they look pretty cool, frankly. They're very summery, at least the orange and kind of light blue. Who's that? Bulbasaur, it looks like.
Bulbasaur?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a situation where you're like
– Go ahead.
Where I'm just – and this is – and I don't think this has ever happened to me. And maybe our listenership can talk about this. Get into our Discord. We have a Discord now and you can
– We're using it. We're actually talking to folks. It's kind of fun.
Very enjoyable. But is there ever a situation that you've ever been in where you're like – you strike up a friendship, not just like a conversation at like the Delta Lounge. I'm talking about like a straight up, me and you Oh, and actually, I have an actual interesting point.
Okay.
So just me and you hanging out, and like, oh wow, look at that watch. That's amazing. You're at the dog park or whatever. Yes. You don't have a dog, but you go hang out at the dog park because you just want to hang out. Look at that watch. That's amazing. And then you guys hang out for the rest of your lives. You become fast friends. Has it ever happened?
That has not happened to me with watches, but I think that isn't that how friendships are made after like high school or college or whatever? It's like you have to. I think that friendships, at least with men, and I think girls are slightly. It's like activities and things that you're doing. You go bowling a lot. You see the same guy going bowling. Hey, I like your. You like the Mets as well. I saw you have a Yankee hat.
Well, has it ever happened to you?
Has it ever happened to me? I don't believe so. But I can hold out hope, though, that it might one day, because I'm going to wear the Charmander watch. I'm going to go to the gun range in the desert, and there's going to be another 40-year-old guy. Oh, is that the Pokemon watch? Yes, it is, partner. Then we're friends. That's the dream.
That's the dream. But is it
has it happened?
Has it ever happened?
I just got here. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think it's ever happened. You've been wearing these watches for a couple of years now. It's not like this is like a brand new experience for you to like.
No, be really the into closest Pokemon or whatever. I've gotten is I think on the train, on the Metro North train in New York, I saw some guy actually wearing the Tissot, the PRX, the one that just came out like a year ago or whatever. It was a quartz one. And it was the one that I liked. I think it was the rose gold one. And I was like, hey, that's a cool watch. And he said something like, thanks. that was basically it.
And that's fine. And that's fine. But it's also like what I'm suggesting. And actually, this actually kind of happened at the – I went to a concert in Albany. Which I had no expectation that it would be like, oh, I'm going to Albany and I'm going to like see watch
Albany.
Guys. But there were two older guys, Albany, two older guys sitting there. They were as old as me. They were sitting at the bar, and they're talking about watches. And I'm like, yeah, I brought my Breguet here.
Oh,
and they thought I was like, they thought I was a moron. Really? I'm just like, yeah, I might as well have been. I might as well like whipped it out like right at the right at the concert.
Oops.
And it's like whatever.
Were they just not familiar with Breguet? Is that a little too fancy?
I don't know what. Maybe I was kind of a doucher. Who the hell knows?
Your tastes are a little refined. They're a little refined for the average Joe.
A little
Joe,
refined for Albany. For Albany is what you're saying.
I mean, Albany's a fine place. I've been there a few times. Seat of power in New York State.
Why would you go to Albany?
I think there was a wrestling thing. Yeah,
you could feasibly film.
There's a horse track up there.
Really.
Yeah, well, that's Saratoga. It's nearby.
The Albany track.
The Saratoga.
You could film an entire episode of Walking Dead there, and nobody would notice that there's people.
I think that's like most cities. That's most cities in the United States.
We're living in the
collapse of this once great nation.
All right, so you're wearing your Pokemon watch.
Yep.
You walk up to a person who's like, hey, bruh.
Hey, bro.
Nice Pokewatch. And what do you say after that? Like, I want to go through like the whole thing. Cause maybe it'll happen to me.
Okay. I was like, oh, hey, is that the Charmander watch? He was like, oh yeah, it is. Oh, that's cool. Are you like a watch guy? Are you like a Pokemon guy? Like, how did you even hear about that? And then he would say, well, I was listening to the Hour Time show and they were talking about, this new Boulder watch. When was the last new friend that I made? I don't remember how this works. How do you become friends with someone?
I haven't made a friend. Well,
a new friend from scratch, like not counting like Twitter shenanigans or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like Twitter buds.
Yeah. That's a great question. I don't know. College probably is the answer.
No, I think I made a few dad friends. I made a few dad friends.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, my dad friend introduced me to all his other friends.
Oh.
I was so desperate to be like friends with these guys. So desperate. So I was talking a lot and like getting all excited and you know, like I can be comical. I can be whimsical.
I agree.
The day later, my dad friend, who actually moved out of Brooklyn to go to Pittsburgh, he said, "You were really weird last night."
Oh, like, my God.
I just I'm just trying to be nice. I'm trying to be friendly. I'm trying to like, and plus I have all kinds of exciting things that I can talk about. I can talk about watches. I can talk about music. I'm going to build this.
That's right. You're that's right.
I'm a well-rounded,
I would agree, actually. So it's too needy, it's like thirsty. What's like the deity equivalent of thirsty here?
The dad bod equivalent of thirsty?
I don't know.
All right, let's go back to the Aquascape or whatever this Aquascape. Yeah, I think if you have ideas for us to make friends, and if you want to be our friend, we're always here.
I'm happy to be friends with anyone in the Southwest.
In the Southwest. And I'm happy to be friends with anybody in New York. If you're in New York and you want to be friends with me, please let me come to your house at 3 a.m. and stand outside and look at you as you sleep. That's all I ask. That's one of the few things that I ask in my friendships.
Reasonable. Baltic
Aquascaf. Yes. Bronze brown. Now, do you like bronze watches?
Are
you
a bronze boy? In fact. I have a bronze – is it a Zay Stern or something? One of those guys. A bronze something or other. I like it. I like the color. It's too bad. I'm actually not a fan of like the way it patinas or whatever. I know that's like literally the point. Huge point of it. I don't care for that person. Or I don't love it. But I do like the warmth of that color. It's different than gold. I don't know what the Pantone number is, but like I like that color a lot. I think it looks cool. I think it looks good on my skin, if I may. It kind of looks cool. So this Baltic, it's just their Aquascaf or whatever, however they pronounce it. It's been around for a while, which I've always kind of liked, but it's in bronze, and I think it looks quite handsome.
Quite handsome.
Yes.
This is sort of a tropical style dial, I guess you could say. It's very tropical hands.
Yeah.
I don't mind these at all. I think it's I'll allow it as it were. I think it's a solid piece. I like this is only 625 euro too. So that's like $700. That's all right. Yeah. That's okay. It's okay.
Exactly.
And it's running a Miyota movement. What else we got on this thing? I don't like the patina. I don't like it because the watch just gets dirty over the years.
Yeah, that's kind of my.
Especially if you like wear it in the water, but I mean, if you like bronze, just freaking have the bronze. Who cares?
I know there was a Hamilton. They released the Hamilton Khaki Field Mechanical in bronze about a year ago. I went to the store to look at it, and the guy was like, "We don't have it." So I said, "Well, never mind then." So
you gave up.
I just gave up. But yeah, I think the prices, if this were like even $1,000, I'd be like, that's ridiculous. But this seems fairly priced. It's nothing special. It's a three-hander, as you say so often. So there's nothing really going on here. But it looks cool, and it's priced more or less fairly, I would say. So that's a ringing endorsement. I think it's neat.
Would you purchase one of these for yourself, or would you?
Well, I just spent a lot of money.
On IKEA furniture for
IKEA furniture. Maybe next week this will look a little bit more built out on camera. I looking at Pinterest. Have you heard of that site? I'm going for a look.
You're going for this certain like. Well, you have your pillows on your couch there, which are very evocative of like Norma Jean, like Marilyn Monroe moving to New York, whatchamacallit, California, and she still has like a pin cushion.
I feel like that's me.
A needlepoint.
I feel like I am a New York.
You feel
like
you're an ingenue.
Yeah, I'm a new man. I'm reborn out west.
I think you're just sitting there alone in your room, but that's a whole different story.
That is not entirely false. But that's fine. False. I got amiibos.
As we age, my only friendships are with you, the reader, and the listener, and the watcher. Pour out my heart and soul into these podcasts. And what do we get in return? Bup kiss. This has been the Hour Time Podcast where when Victor's gone, Depressive.
He was unwell today. He's feeling sick.
I would argue that we just get depressed on these podcasts when we just do them together. So we need like a happy person to round us out.
Our podcasts do get weird. That's a fact.
This has been the Hour Time Podcast. I'm John Biggs.
I'm Nicholas DeLeon.
And we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Hour Time Show, the official podcast of wristwatchreview.com. Feel free to email us at tips@wristwatchreview.com with your feedback and suggestions. And please be sure to visit wristwatchreview.com and wristwatchreview on Instagram for more fun watch content. Have a nice day.